500 years ago this month, a woman named Lucrezia Borgia came to the northern Italian city of Ferrara. There, according to city fathers, she lived out her life in a positively angelic fashion as a devout wife, mother, and patron of the arts. It's not exactly the image most people have of Lucrezia. She's more commonly thought of as a ruthless poisoner and adulterer who helped her family scheme for power. Now the city of Ferrara wants to buff up the reputation of its infamous resident. The city council has declared 2002 the year of Lucrezia Borgia, with a full slate of cultural events celebrating Lucrezia and her times. Giovanni Lenzerini is a member of the cultural branch of Ferrara City Council. He joins us now by phone. Signor Lenzerini, why did you decide to rehabilitate Lucrezia Borgia?
Well, I wouldn't call it just a simple rehabilitation, but as a matter of fact, this historical character is characterized by a sort of double vision. On one side, we have the Lucrezia as a sort of dark lady. On the other side, she could be regarded as an angel. The truth, maybe, is in the middle. In the first time of her life, when she was in Rome, and when she was still very young, she was a sort of instrument in the hands of her father, the Pope Alexander VI, and of her brother, the famous Duke Cesare Borgia, the so-called Valentino. And at that time, a lot of bad things actually happened. Her second husband was in fact killed by a killer paid by her family. But when she came to Ferrara, marrying the son of Duke Ercole I, things began to change. And she was actually beloved by her people, and she was known as a good mother, as a devout wife, and she was able to conduct the political affairs of the duchy during the absences of her husband, and she entertained a lot of people, such as Ludovico Ariosto, who wrote Orlando Furioso, like Pietro Bembo, like famous painters, just to create a sort of circle, a sort of good ambient for the development of the Renaissance culture in our town.
Signor Lenzerini, explain something to me, though. My understanding is that Lucrezia Borgia was the daughter, the wife, and the daughter-in-law of Pope Alexander VI.
Well, this is the bad side of the thing. It was said that she was the wife, but there are no proof about it.
Well, do you think she was involved in her family's plots? Or would you say that she was just being used?
Well, we don't know. There are no documents about it. At what grade she was conscious about the things that were happening with her father and with her brother? We have to think about women's condition at the time. Even if we are talking about a noble woman, we have to think that women were completely obeying to their husband or to their brothers or to their fathers.
Signor Lenzerini, if Lucrezia Borgia were running for city council of Ferrara today, would you vote for her?
I don't know. That's really a peculiar question. What got interested in is not in Lucrezia as a political character. What is very interesting, that maybe it's just an historical coincidence, but when she was here in Ferrara, it was, for our town, just a sort of golden age.
Giovanni Lenzerini is a member of the cultural branch of the City Council of Ferrara. The city has declared 2002 the year of Lucrezia Borgia. Thank you, Mr. Lenzerini.
Thank you very much.